Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Factor of P. And I'm here today with Tracy Herbert. Good morning, Ms. Tracy St. John Herbert.
Good morning, Janice. How are you?
I am so awesome today. You know, so thanks for to have you on our new TV show, and welcome you to our animation. Now, we're going to learn about your business, about your book. So tell us about your book.
My book, Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph, talks about my life story of living with type 1 diabetes for almost 40 years successfully, and I've outlived my life expectancy by 20 years, and I have no complications. And it also became an international bestseller.
And were you expecting that to happen, Tracy?
Not at all. Not at all. It's just so exciting because, number one, obviously the need is so great to find out how people are living successfully with diabetes, but also because, like many doctors who've read the book have said, it's so simple. It's just crazy how you get the point across in terms that everybody understands, and it's fun, educational, and great information.
And most of this had to do with your changing your lifestyle, your diet, correct?
Right. It all starts with the mind. Mindset is critical, what you put in your mouth and how you move. Those are three simple things that change your life if you have diabetes or you don't have diabetes. It doesn't matter.
Now, what was the one thing that you did, the one absolute thing that you did to explain in your book what worked for you?
One thing, wow. I guess the realization when I started writing a book, you're an author, you know, when you start really writing, you realize, wow, this was the aha moment. And for me, it was actually the mindset. And when I changed my mind and realized, hey, I'm in control. I have learned to eat to live, not live to eat. And doing smart movements throughout the day, that's what I realized. It's all in the mind. It starts with the mind.
Now, let me go back for a second. You said you learned what? Not to eat to live, but to live to eat. It was backwards, right?
I eat to live, not live to eat.
But not live to eat.
I eat to live.
You eat to live and not eat. Yeah, okay.
Not live to eat. Because when you realize food is a tool that we need to survive. But yet in this country, so many times, we live from meal to meal. But that's not true. You learn to eat to live because you have to eat. But you have to eat the right kinds of foods. That's and the right time of day. So that's where, again, but to me it was a mindset. People say, well, that has to do with mouth. But really, when I really truly grasped that it was in my mind, wait a minute, this is a tool to live, eating, not what are we going to go and, you know, so many times we go out and we go out to eat with friends and family, church events, and it's all focused around food. And so many of those times, it's the unhealthy foods. Or when we were children and we'd have something sad happen, our parents, at least most parents, would give their children something to cheer them up, which was the things we shouldn't be eating. So when we get in those sad
Absolutely.
Now, we're like, oh, I'm so sad, or I'm lonely, or I'm depressed. So what do? I eat. And that's what I mean. We've learned to eat to live, not live to eat.
Tracy Herbert, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again. Thank you for watching. Take care. Bye now.